This is Jesse Goldberg-Strasser, joined by Lansing Lugnuts all-star left fielder Marcus Kinect. Marcus, how old were you when you first started playing baseball?
Not to say ever since I can remember. I mean, I think my mom was telling me my aunt bought a tee for me when I was 2 years old.
How close to Toronto did you grow up?
Right in the city, about 10 minutes north of downtown, north of the Rogers Center.
How's the baseball there?
Baseball, it was kind of second to hockey, for most people at least. For me it wasn't, but it wasn't that big. I mean, small leagues, not a lot of teams, but it was fun.
Why was it for you that baseball was number one above hockey?
I feel like it was just natural. I mean, growing up, it was pretty much the same. I mean, summer would be full of baseball, winter would be full of hockey. And then when it came a time where I had to dedicate myself to one sport, I'd say ninth grade when I was about 15, I chose baseball. I felt like it was natural.
When did you go to full-time outfield?
Full-time outfield, I'd just say when I quit hockey at about 14, 15.
Would you play in hockey?
I was a right wing center, speedy, scored a couple goals, set a couple goals up, physical.
So you came down to the United States, though, to go to college, to go to university. Why?
Well, baseball is just better here, pretty much. I mean, I played for a traveling team growing up. We traveled to Florida, traveled to Oklahoma, Georgia, everywhere down south, I'd say, on the eastern side. And I got scouted by a school, and I signed.
So you went to Oklahoma State first, and then to Connors State. Take me through that.
Well, I went to a scouting tournament, a perfect game tournament, and I got scouted by Oklahoma State. And that was pretty much the only big school that was interested. And my coach told me I should sign because it's a good school, it's in a good conference. So I signed there right away. Didn't get a lot of playing time as a freshman. I wasn't really used to that. I decided to leave and go to a junior college, mainly to increase my draft stock for the next year, for last year. And so I went to Connors State, and I had a pretty good year, and I got picked up by the Blue Jays.
You had a real good year. Your draft stock skyrocketed. You had scouts all over the place. Did you know when you would get selected? Had you any inkling?
I mean, I had an idea. I thought I'd be drafted between the first and the fifth, I'd say. First and the third. Mm-hmm. And turned out to be in the late third round. And I was a little surprised it was that late, to be honest. But right now I'm in the program, I'm in the system, and I couldn't be happier.
Where were you when you were listening to the draft or following the draft?
I was in my family room, and we connected the laptop to the TV, and we were just watching it on the screen. And yeah, it was awesome. Watched it with my family and a couple friends. It was a little party.
So you get drafted. What's the next step for you? What do the Blue Jays do with you?
What do they do with me? Mm-hmm. Well, I signed right away. I went down to Florida, and they put me on the short season team right off the bat, and it was awesome. It was a great first year, great first half year for me. Got my feet wet, and I loved it.
How'd you spend the winter?
Off season, I didn't know what to do. I mean, I had for the first time in forever, I had the whole month, a whole winter to myself. I mean, decided to rent out a place right by the Rogers Center. Just live there by myself and just get my stuff done, work out, hit at the Rogers Center, just get ready for the season.
Grew up a big Blue Jays fan, right?
That's right.
Is there anyone that you want to meet, or is there anyone that, since signing with Toronto, that you've gotten to meet that has felt real special?
I met Cito Gaston at the, where was it? At the pre-draft workout at the Rogers Center. I met him, and I just remember him managing the Blue Jays when they won the World Series, and had a great few years with him. And I was talking with him a little bit, and he seems like a great guy, and I think that was pretty special for me to meet him.
Who's your favorite player growing up?
Favorite player? I'd have to say Robbie Almar growing up. I mean, I knew all the Jays' names from a young age, and I was familiar with all the names, but I think Robbie Alomar stuck out just because he's so good defensively and offensively. Just a great player.
Speaking with Lugnuts left fielder Marcus Kinect. Marcus, one thing that scouts rave about with you is your bat speed. How did that get? Has it always been that way, or is that something you've worked on?
From what I know, it's just come with playing baseball all my life, I guess. I mean, I really don't know how it happened. Mm-hmm. But right now, knowing that it's pretty quick, I mean, I work on it whenever I'm at home. I mean, before the games, do a couple forearm workouts, try to keep it up.
Is there anything you're working on right now?
Just trying to stay healthy, man. That's it.
Have you ever had any problems with health?
No. I mean, first time I've ever gotten injured. I thought it was serious, but it wasn't serious. My shoulder separated it in college in JUCO. Going back on a ball, hit the wall. That was painful, especially before the draft. It was a month before the draft, so I was kind of devastated, but doctors told me I should be back in a couple months, and they're right, and I've been treating to it ever since, and hopefully I'll stay healthy for the rest of my life.
From that negative moment, what do you think has been one of your better baseball moments? Do you have any great at-bats or great baseball memories?
Oh, pro ball. I'd say from pro ball, about a month ago, playing for the Lugnuts, hitting that walk-off double to win the game, that was crazy.
That's it right there.
Yeah, I'd say that's my best memory to date.
Finally, you're about to play in the Midwest League All-Star Game. Who's been the best player you've ever played with or against?
Best player I've ever played with or against? I played with a lot of good players. Played against a lot of good players. I'd have to say Jason Hayward. I mean, I played against him when I was on the junior team with Michael Krause, and I think he was in the Fall Instructional League, and we just went down to play a few games and get used to the pro atmosphere. And we played against him, and just the way he went about the game, it was great. Great to see it. Awesome bat speed. And I didn't really know he'd be this big so early, but I played against him, and I tell people about it.
Marcus, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
Lugnuts outfielder Marcus Kinect, the All-Star. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. This is Big Country 92.1.